How are you? Welcome to the Best Of podcast, where we bring you all the highlights from the past week on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. We know you're up the walls with work, the kids, college, all the stuff life throws at us. So this is a handy little 20-minute snippet of our week for you to enjoy when you have some time to yourself. Some you time. So what have we got today? Well, in our latest trip to the primary schools of Ireland, Shauna's School Run, as we call it, we learned what the pupils of St Killian's National School in Bluebell thought about the idea of drones delivering takeaway food and asked them for their opinion on election posters. As usual, they were 100% honest with some fantastic observations. Better than adult observations, I'll tell you. On Friday morning, we caught up with Ireland's ultimate guardian angel, Baz Ashmawi, who told us all about his amazing new show, Wingman. It's definitely worth a watch. I saw the two episodes. I saw the one that's on tonight, by the way. It's really good. You will enjoy it. A little fella called Connor and his dad, Joe. And it's great. Wingman tonight, 9:30, RTE1 on the telly. I also chatted to a man who needed some help finding his wedding ring. You'd be glad to hear he did find it. And in Gift Grub, we heard some very interesting poetry, and Dáil members revealed their favourite Deliveroo meals as well. And with Gift Grub turning 20 years old this week, yes, 20, we want you to help us pick Mario's best sketch ever. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Thursday was Poetry Day Ireland, so we invited a few of our Gift Grub characters into studio to recite some of the poems they created especially for us. Keith Duffy, how are you feeling,
Keith? How are you, buddy?
Are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling great.
Good man, yeah.
Yeah.
Good man. So you've done a poem for us, have you?
Yeah, this is about my adventures in Thailand.
Your adventures in Thailand?
As opposed to Thailand. They're two completely different places.
Okay, right. So this
You probably followed the story of myself.
Yeah, you got a little bit sick. You're right, yeah.
So I've got a poem about that.
Yeah, you're putting your hand up there. You're saying, shut up.
No, do you want me to read it?
I'm giving away the plot, am I?
No, you're not, what? You're grand.
Go on.
It's not often a pop star admits he's had a terrible dose of the squits. And although my condition was grim, I'm back from the rim, but me arse, it is still in bits. That's it.
Sorry for laughing. That is beautiful. Well, it's so truthful. Sometimes poetry is truth.
Well, it was short and sweet. Unlike the episode.
Davey Fitz as well. Davey is here. Davey, how you doing?
No, Lucas.
Hey, buddy.
Things are going to kick off fairly lively now in the next couple of weeks in the championship.
Oh yeah, of course.
Now, I wrote this poem.
Oh, beautiful.
I wrote this poem for the lads.
Go on.
So
go on.
Just let me out of here now.
Recite it for us there, Davey, good man.
There's a dull pain in the pit of my stomach as the crowd in Wexford Park roars. Every drop of saliva, every bead of sweat is spurting out of my pores. When the nails are bitten clean off of my fingers, 'tis then I start into leechings. We're gonna leave nothing out there, says I to him, 'cause this is the championship, it begins. My eyes are bulging, my lips they quiver, as we start the championship road. I am a satellite, I am an atom bomb, I'm about to shag and explode. So rise it, from Enniscorthy to Bunclody. 'Cause this time, I'm going after you, hell for leather, Brian Shaggin Cody.
Oh, brilliant. You okay? Right.
Thanks, Ian.
That's great, fantastic. Buddy. That was really good.
Hey, brilliant. His heart out there.
Today FM. Something that would make you shed a tear is losing your wedding ring, wouldn't it? Has it ever happened to you? Well, Breakfast Show listener Mark got in touch with the show during the week with a story that could have ended up a lot different. Tell us why you're saying thank God it's Friday today.
I'm saying thank God it's Friday because my wife, Maura Gavitt, found my wedding ring after 3 days of search in the back garden with the kids, Clodagh and Daniel, the dogs on our hands and knees, hiding metal detectors. Walking around their bare feet, and on day four, when everyone had given up.
So basically, you lost your wedding ring somewhere. How did you lose it in the first place? How did it come off?
To took it off to do a bit of gym work down in the shed, put it on the back of the lawnmower.
Yeah.
Then the next day, decided to cut the grass.
The
ring, cut the grass, and the ring obviously fell off.
Right. So you had a metal detector hired.
JW hired up the road.
You walked barefoot around the garden to see if you could feel any metallic stuff going on. You crawled around the garden, and then it was the great Moira Gabbett, your wife, who found it eventually. And where did she find it?
Right at the end. Everyone had given up, although I'd given up 2 days beforehand. Eventually, dragging a rake back up to the house and just pinged the ring.
Wow.
And there it was. Amazing.
She's some woman, isn't she?
Big thank you. We did a lot of it, we didn't win.
So you'll be celebrating and renewing your vows and all that kind of stuff over the weekend.
We're going to have to go and get married again.
Thanks a million, Mark. Have a good one. Cheers. Today FM. And now it's time to have a laugh with the pupils of St. Killian's National School in Bluebell. That was the location of Shauna's latest school run, and she has some questions for them.
Brilliant. Brilliant stuff.
So what did she ask them about?
So the first thing I asked them about was the announcement about the Irish entrepreneur who is planning on launching a drone takeaway service.
Yeah.
So basically you get your curry delivered to you by a drone. And I wanted to see what they thought about that. Now they thought it was cool, but they could foresee a few problems.
Okay.
I think it's really cool, but something could go wrong. A bird could go and knock it over, and then the drone could be still there. There's going to be no food. Yeah.
Like something might get onto it, one of its like propellers.
Yeah.
Like bird poop.
If the drone goes up too high, the food could get cold, or they could just drop it on the roof and then I'd have no curry.
When it's raining, all your food would get wet.
If it goes through the window, it dog could catch it and eat it.
It could run out of batteries and fly down and then it would crash.
I wonder how the drone can ring the doorbell.
This is another question. How do you give it the money?
You could tape it onto it.
Tape your money?
Yeah, and then they could fly back.
What if you have no tape?
You just have to get a bit of blue tack and stick it on it.
They should have been invited into the boardroom
when
this entrepreneur was talking about drone deliveries.
Yes.
They made every single point there makes so much sense.
Because they were like, listen, it is a great idea.
Yeah.
But dogs could eat it, birds could get it. Yeah. What if it falls, spills your curry all over the place?
Imagine all the seagulls just saying, drone, they all had
so
for
much
it, yeah.
sense.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant, St. Killian's National School. And what did you ask them about anything else?
Yes, so I was talking about the election posters. So obviously it's impossible not to notice all the election posters all over the Telegraph polls, which I said to them, and they didn't know what I was talking about, Telegraph polls. But
who's this old dear?
But I asked them if they knew what they were all about.
Right,
so.
Okay.
I know what they are. It's to the vote, and I think.
Okay.
And I know who I vote for.
I see them down the road, and I think you vote for them on your phone, and I think it's for President when Michael Dees dies.
My dad said they're like, they work for people, and they go and talk to the people for you, like, so you get the work done easier.
I think it's just for people to say, oh, I'll vote for this person because he, like, this person is the best, like, policy or whatever. I like this policy. So people put posters up of their face and their name and say, like, vote one on it.
When I'm in my car, I see a lot of them. And, like, I'm thinking, is there going to be a new president or something? But Michael D. Higgins is good.
Why does a vote say vote no one? Today
FM. If you're a fan of Deliveroo, it's not something I've ever used myself, to be honest. Really? Did I sound honest there? Okay. A recent report in the papers revealed that the Dáil members loved the service. So we welcomed a few of the ministers into studio to tell us what got them licking their chops. eTokyo. And they're in Temple Bar. So who orders everything from eTokyo? We actually have the guys who order them on the line now. Hello?
It was the old name, boy. Greetings from the Asia, boy.
Eat Tokyo, eh?
That's right, boy. I love a bit of Japanese, boy. Nice bit of sushi, put hairs on your chest, you know. Few cups of sake, you'd be going into the door and half stoned again, boy, what?
Very good. Well, that's interesting. At number four, it's Nando's in Andrew Street. Who likes Nando's? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Michael?
No, it's Danny.
Oh, it's Danny.
Sorry, I know they're interchangeable at times. I love a bit of penny chicken and corn on the cob. And if I get my way, Nando's will be situated all over Kilgarvan, hopefully paying rent to me or my brother.
Thank you very much, Danny.
Thank you.
Who else have we got? The number three most ordered on Deliveroo is, yeah, buddies, Eddie Rockets. Who orders all the Eddie Rockets? Hello?
Hi, Ian. That'll be me. When I see that guy on the Deliveroo bike coming, the tongue is literally hanging out of my face.
John, what's your favourite? I love the classic burger myself.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, the classic is good. You can't beat the double take, Ian. Double take.
Yeah.
The two burgers.
Oh,
in one.
Lovely.
I used to call it the Coalition Burger. And then they have a new one as well. Have you been in recently?
Haven't been in for a while.
They have one called the M50.
The
M50? Melted Swiss cheese, grilled mushrooms. Oh, God.
And why is it called the M50, by the way?
Because once you eat it, you can't move for about a week. Actually, I really need to use the phone, Ian. I can't hold on any longer.
All right, thanks, Joan. At number two is, this sounds kind of healthy, Sprout & Company. Who eats Sprout, I wonder? Hello.
Good morning, Ian.
Well,
it's actually myself and
Leo
and Owen who order from Sprout on a pretty much daily basis.
Do you get excited about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'd normally have the vegan baked falafel bowl with extra hummus and quinoa. Mm-hmm. And Owen likes the curly kale salad, which, ironically enough, is the house special.
It's the house special. Very good. Actually, we're just about to try some vegan sausage rolls from Applegreen.
So I'll let
you know how we get on with those in a few minutes.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Listen, thanks very much. And the number one food ordered, according to this Deliveroo list from Dáil Éireann, is Boojum. So it's a Mexican Boojum, very popular on Kevin Street there. Who eats all the Mexican food?
Yes, good morning, Ian. I know Donald Trump doesn't like them, but I'm allowing as many Mexicans into my face as possible.
And what's your favourite?
Oh, so difficult to choose from, Ian, but when you're doing the figures for the finance and public expenditure, it makes you very, very hungry indeed. So I would say the sweet and sour quesadilla.
Ooh, hello.
Which is nearly as much fun to say as it is to eat. Actually, I'm salivating just thinking about the chorizo and the chipotle sauce and the sauteed peppers.
So well done, Boojum.
Thank you, Boojum.
And now I've got a question for you. Did you know that Gift Grub will be celebrating 20 years on Today FM this week? Not a lot of people know that. That's about the only impression I can do. And that was supposed to be Michael Caine. And people were saying, I can't believe 20 years on Today FM. It was invented. It was created. It is produced. We love it. We're very proud of it. And we're celebrating 20 years of Gift Grub across the station this coming week. And we've got a big job for you listening at home or in your car or wherever. We want you to choose the greatest Gift Grub sketch ever. Okay, go to todayfm.com/giftgrub20 to listen to Mario's hand-chosen top 30 most popular sketches and vote for your favourite, okay? So Mario's picked these out. There's 30 of them. He thinks these are the most popular ones. Now, if you can't decide, don't worry, you can vote twice. It'll be our little secret. And if your favourite sketch isn't actually there, simply write in the name of it in the space provided on the page as well. So the main thing is go to todayfm.com/giftgrub20. And once the results come in, Mario and myself are going to count down the top 20 gift grubs of all time, as voted by you, on next Saturday, the 11th of May. Next Saturday, okay, 2 o'clock. Tune in. It's going to be on Today FM, the 11th of May, next Saturday, 2 o'clock. So log on to todayfm.com/giftgrub20 and get voting now. Thank you very much. Now it's time to catch up with Baz Ashmawi. He joined me in studio on Friday morning to chat about his incredible new TV show, Wingman. And I'm not just saying that, it was brilliant. It was brilliant. It has lots of layers. I watched both of them last night, Baz, and they're
binge
brilliant.
Watching. That's binge what we're watching. All doing
yeah.
Now.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
Ah, thanks very much.
I was lying down. I was in bed.
You're
watching,
relaxed.
You know, and I had them on a big screen in front of me, and the sound and everything, and it's beautifully filmed. It's amazing. It's great.
I'm very proud. I'm amazed at the reaction we've got.
Yeah.
It's just because even just looking at Twitter, you know, which is accessible at the best of times. But just, there wasn't one negative comment.
No.
It was just loads of love for Jimmy and what he'd achieved, yeah. And people connected to him. A lot of weepy eyes.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of got people, and I'm so proud of Jimmy for what he.
But
it didn't get
people in a kind of a corny way. It got them in a very real way, I think.
I can't. You know, I was just saying to someone else. Yeah. I find when you're making telly, if you have laughs, like in life, yeah. if you have laughs along the way, it yeah. softens everything. That when you have these little moments, I don't want the show to be wordy, but yeah. I want people to feel something.
Yeah.
You know, it can't be icky. It's just real, you know. Yeah. And I think the mixture of maybe having a few laughs throughout it, and then Jimmy would say these profound, deep
absolutely,
things,
yeah.
you know, where you just go, wow. Maybe
I thought he was just a guy who did whatever, you know, out in the field all the time. And suddenly he says these things, you say, ooh, amazing.
This
almost
is
almost like Peter Sellers in that yeah. film, Being There.
But this is what people do. We just look at people and we judge them. And the kind of core of the series is not to judge. It's just yeah. about these people and their stories
yeah.
you know, and what they're dreaming for.
And where
you
did
know?
You find the people? Because it's the start of a series. Like, did you put an ad somewhere, or how did you?
So I did lots of hollers out on Instagram. Yeah. I yeah. went on local radios. Yeah. I'm currently looking for more people for next season.
Right.
So
so there is a next season.
Well, they were asking me to yeah. just ask
okay.
me. Yeah.
Shut
yeah.
up, Ian. Okay, I will stop asking me difficult questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what I mentioned being there, Peter Sellers, and there is a cinematic quality to the two that I've seen so far. And I know you put kind of credits at the end and make it look a little bit like a cinema. But episode two then is Joe Brown, a devoted dad who can't drive, and he wants to bring his son Connor on a road trip. And Connor has he's undiagnosed, but he has a form of autism, isn't that right?
Yeah, yeah. It's so hard, Ian, because from spending time with him, excuse me, yeah. I've learned not to kind of.
I know, yeah, and I know you did say that. I don't want to be kind of labeling
him.
Yeah,
he's undiagnosed. He's yeah. global developmental yeah. delay. He's short stature.
He's
which
a lovely guy.
He's amazing.
19 years of age.
Yeah, yeah, but he, because of his short stature, yeah. he only looks maybe yeah. 11 or 12. He's hearing and visually yeah. impaired.
And he's a Dubs fan.
He's a Dubs fan, you know. But he has this kind of sensory input which has a huge impact on his everyday. So Connor might struggle to make friends and have his own relationships outside of the family.
Yeah.
So what his dad wanted for him was to give him a kind of trip where he just have the respect and independence
yeah.
to be a kind of young adult, you know? Like yeah. when you were 19, or you went on a girls' trip or a boys' trip. No, we didn't go on a girls' trip, but, you know, you went on a trip with your mates and yeah. you know that kind of bonding?
Yeah.
He just wanted that for him.
Yeah.
And I just...
It's brilliant.
Just,
and what I love about the two shows I've seen is that they start off and you're kind of saying, oh, where's this going to go? And you meet Connor and you meet the dad, Joe. And then suddenly it builds and you go to one place and then it gets better and it gets better and it gathers pace all the way,
yeah.
all the way through. So
yeah.
It's beautiful. Like, I mean, for example, in the first part of the one that's going out on Sunday, I've got a little tiny bit of it. I don't want to give it too much away, but this is a bit of a kind of a teaser. So this is Baz talking and describing what's happened so far.
There's a sight for you. Joe, covered in piss, Connor holding a dead fish called Jackie, and me just laughing like a musketeer.
So there you go.
Leave that'll, it with that. If that doesn't make you want to watch it, nothing will.
That'll bring people in. That's it for this week's Best Of podcast. And remember, you can get in touch with the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show anytime you like by emailing us on breakfast@todayfm.com. We'd love to hear from you. Have a good one, and we'll chat to you soon.